Hello and welcome to Pod Songs, where we interview inspirational people in service to others as inspiration for a new song. This is our special track-by-track commentary episode where we go through the last album of songs, the last volume, with my musicians Maurizio Sanacola.
Hiya.
Massimino Vozza.
Hello.
And Luigi Falcione.
Hello.
You ready, guys?
Yeah.
Super ready.
Super ready.
Yeah.
Okay.
Super ready since we were
This is why I have to. This just gives you a little insight into the conditions that I have to work with dealing with these.
It's really
high. We were meant to cut this, but okay.
No cuts.
We will. No cuts.
No cuts.
Only dogs.
Only dogs.
Yeah, another example. It's like working with children. Anyway. So this episode was with Diana Winston, who is a psychologist, and it follows actually on from our last episode where we last, the episode before this was with Dan Siegel, which is a colleague of hers, and I was so inspired by the interview that I actually wrote a song as well. We went with Will Clapson's song, but I still had this one, and I really, really liked it, and actually Massimino worked on it during lockdown, and then I needed a guest to interview, so we interviewed his colleague, Diana Winston, and she's a great author in her own right. She wrote The Little Book of Being, Practices and Guidance for Uncovering Your Natural Awareness, and great mindfulness teacher, and a director of mindfulness education at Mark. So, but I did kind of, not trick her, but I did do the song that I had for Dan Siegel, which was kind of related. So I do have to have her back on the show and write a song especially for her. So the song that we came out with Dan Siegel was called A Hose Through Which Love Flows and was inspired by a quote from Carlos Santana.
My validated feelings, my compassion incarnate, all the darkest of the answers swinging wildly at his fate. Am I doomed to live forever with the free will that I chose? Or am I a hose through which an accumulation of consciousness, a wave before the sand, an amalgamation of aspects at the limit of the land. I'm growing and collecting where attention goes, and I'm a hose through which love flows.
Massimino, tell us about this song.
Yeah, so we were in lockdown, yeah. So when you sent me the track, just guitar and vocals, we talked about to make something again a bit like ethnic, and I started from this kind of. From this theme.
What instrument is that?
I don't remember. It was an Indian plugin, really, really nice one. So I don't remember the name, but it was really, and it also reminded me a bit of Chilento. A bit of Chilento, a bit of, I don't know, was really, had a lot of a lot of sensations in it, and so then the track also here there's a bit of
flows.
Spain. There's a lot of stuff. Yeah, it was really fun.
I are proud to stand up. A prosecutor will fall. A politician in the alley answering Mother Nature's call. I'm integrating hemispheres, the poetry and the prose, and I'm a hose through which love flows. Giving narration and the right side reaching out. A problem solving algorithm wants to know what it's about. I'm the observer and the object, the audience and the show, and I'm a horse through which love flows. I'm a horse.
I think it's the cymbalon.
Cymbalon?
Yeah, that Hungarian piano with the
yeah?
Play. I think something like that. if we ever got a band together, my dream band would be this kind of Moroccan, Balkan, gypsy, with all these crazy instruments that Massimino, he's a... In his last life, I don't know what he was.
He was a shaman.
Yeah, it's also the Cilento. It's also the that kind of Celtic.
Yeah.
There's this ethnic, basically, the world sound, which I really love and runs through Massimino's veins.
Yeah, we should buy a lot of instruments then.
Yeah. Okay, well, the next interview is with Dorian Linsky, who's an author who wrote 33 Revolutions Per Minute about protest songs, and also another book called The Ministry of Truth about George Orwell's 1984. And the guest musician on this episode was Kai Mata from Bali. And the challenge on this song was to combine both his books to write a song somehow about both his books. And we came up with this kind of anti-protest song called It's Not 1984.
To those who call for uprising and bloodshed to begin, who holler that the system must be torn down from within, if you want to drive out the dark, well, stand up with light in your heart. You're acting like it's 1984, and you need a revolution, screaming for a storm, raging the war. Trying to tear down institutions, spreading hate, liberate anger, beating nothing more. We're in need of resolution, acting like it's 1984.
This is a classic pop production, huh? Yes. And Massimino used a lot of synthesizers in sidechain with the kick drum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. So the kick drum decides whether the synth must play or not. Basically, when the kick drum plays, the synthesizers doesn't play.
Mm.
So if you can hear this pumping.
Oh, that's how you do it.
Yeah.
Mm. You're getting trade secrets here.
Yeah, secrets, yeah.
And she did wonderful vocals as well, really.
Yeah.
Beautiful voice.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. It was really nice to produce this one.
Yeah. Mm.
That someone near or far can.
Wow, that was a lot of work you put in on that. That was
a lot of time too.
Wow, yeah.
We spend a lot of time.
Just those, the pop songs are the hardest ones, aren't they?
Yeah.
We should try and avoid those in future. Stick to rock. It's so much easier.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, the next interview is with Vandana Shiva, who is it's the force of nature, this Indian protest leader, follower of Gandhi, incredible lady. Really should check that interview. I only got half an hour with her, but I was the interviewer on this episode, and then we actually had a guest musician because I got this interview because of Joel Bakken, who we had on the last episodes, and because I would like to do a whole album of protest songs against corporations, and she's really on the front line against people like Bill Gates, who are trying to take over, buying all the seeds, buying all the land. And so Rebecca Jenkins, Joel's partner, sang this song, Protest Jazz, War on Mother Nature.
Capital creation, you know, is just blatant theft, and the system will not stop until there's nothing left. Wake up, people, come on now, don't get mesmerized by these digital barons and their hypnotic lies. Their aim is not discreet, they want to defeat Mother Nature. It's their illusion, yeah. It's so senseless, dangerously.
We're playing with this new acid jazz with Massimino Luigi.
Yes.
And Rebecca liked this direction, which was supposed to be pretty new for her. She has a classical approach at jazz, so but she liked it, and so we were happy to.
Yeah, she's really an actress. The way she performs the song is with the lyrics. It's an amazing performance.
To me, like this song gives me many feelings, like midnight. In New York,
chill out. New York, yes.
Kind of with the cigarette in the street, you know.
Yeah, it's very emblematic.
As food creators, they own what we need. They patent nature, even precious seed. Come on. It's time for revolution. It's been prophesied. Their aim is not discreet. They want to defeat her. Their aim is not discreet. They want to defeat her. They want to defeat her. Come on, people. It's time for revolution. Come on now, let's collectivize. It's time for revolution. Yeah.
Protest jazz.
That last part, it's really like Joni Mitchell kind of sensation too.
Oh, yeah.
A lot. Nice.
Yeah, I'd love to do more songs with that. Yeah. But actually, this next episode follows on perfectly. It was with Judy Wicks, who was another contact from Joel Bakken against the corporations. And she is a local activist, and really the solution to all our problems is to go local. Whatever problem you have with the results of corporations, whether it's pollution or the inequality, distribution of wealth, if we just buy local, if we live local, all of these problems solved, you know, animal testing, you name it, all of these issues. And so I really had a fantastic conversation with Judy about a regenerative and locally based economy. And again, we went back to Rachel to sing this song, From Me to We.
So in the end, we convinced Rebecca to do
Rebecca, sorry, not Rachel. I said Rachel before, yeah.
And she did a Doors song.
Yeah. We started with an acoustic approach, remember, minimal. Yeah. And we turned it to California's vibes, like Doors.
Yeah, we step away from the jazz, but we're evolving. Mm.
Yeah. Freshy.
Yeah, I love the groove. She's another great performance from Rebecca. Together, well, it was great fun singing the vocals, backing vocals, and all that.
Yeah.
Okay, in the next episode, one number 109, whipping through them here, was with Dr. Caroline Leith, who's a cognitive neuroscientist and communication pathologist, and she's really inspiring lady as well. And I had a long conversation with her, and it's always difficult to know what the song should be about, but in the end it was about everything else making me crazy, and I'm always looking outside as the I'm blaming outside sources, but really it's coming from number one. So this song is called This Is Making Me Crazy.
I can't live in this place. It makes me crazy. All a while with naked greed, to which somehow it seems that we have all agreed. I can't live in a city. It makes me crazy. Overcrowded, poisoned air, frowning faces surrounding me everywhere. And I can't live with a job. It makes me crazy. Sold myself, get paid in stress, and what I have left of my life's worth so much less.
When there's so much confusion and so much is wrong, and there's so many people, then I must be strong. So much is wasted, so much.
in a house. It makes me crazy. Even though I've got so much stuff, what I have just never seems to be enough. And I can't live with a woman. They make me crazy. Always complaining, nothing's right. All I get is criticism.
Wow, we went a bit crazy with this track, Maurizio.
Yeah, we put a lot of funny effects here and there, following the song's lyrics, and it was really funny. And we have this chorus, it's like a kind of bandistic
Southern Italy
fest. Mm. So with the brass band, yeah. And then we have the verses, which is really
it's surf guitar, no? It's like surf banjo.
It's a banjo.
Luigi played the double bass, the surf banjo, and Smino played drums. And I must say that Jack had a really cool attitude,
expressive,
theatrical attitude. I really like this vocal performance.
Yeah, thank you.
Performer.
I can't live with a mind. It makes me crazy. Always talking, never peace. Even meditation gives me no release. I can't live with myself. I make me crazy. 'Cause after all the things I've changed, I myself remain insane.
And we have a trumpet played by Stilex, which is our friend, and he went crazy as well. Recording it. He did the horse.
Yeah, and horse trumpet.
The elephant.
Fiery animals.
Horse trumpet and surf banjo. I think you just... I would love to do a music video for this one. We're all down in the southern Italy, yeah. Going through the
nice one, yeah.
Lecce or somewhere, those white towns.
Yeah. Or in Sicily.
Blood on the walls.
Yeah.
All right, well, the next episode is with Steve Fuller, who's a professor of transhumanism and life extension, which is an even crazier area when you think about it. People that want to preserve their... want to extend their lifespan or live on afterwards in the microchips or in the virtual world. Yeah, which is just crazy. So we had Xia LaRue come on. Holly Chant was another sister act. And they did a beautiful job on this song, which is... what's this song called? Transhuman Dreams.
Yeah.
Young bodies burn in the heat of the sun. A river wraps into a snake. The scales fall away and a generation turns with the tides, with the wind. In my transhuman dream, forever is tempting. Human beat machine, forever is tempting.
All right, this one builds and builds and builds. They gave us a bare bone demo, I think, and you guys added on a lot of layers here.
Yeah, we had a demo from the girls, and we added our layers many layers of things, as you can listen.
We changed a lot of different kind of ideas, and it was really hard to find the right way of produce this. But since now the song is started, I was like, wow, this is good.
That's sometimes when you have to really think and to come from a new direction.
Because
it was quite an etheric piece there, melodic line, and then you add all these space sounds, which builds and builds and builds and builds.
This ending, it's...
Yeah, that's the theory. Well, the way that builds. Oh.
Mamma mia.
Very, very great. Good.
Yeah. I'm really proud of this song.
I mean, that was weeks of work. Months of work. the amount of work. Some songs were just in one day, but ones like that take a lot of time. But you really hear the results. The next episode was with Dr. Baswati Bhattacharya, because I had an album of Ayurvedic songs before we started this project, and so I've been trying to reuse a few of those songs because I recorded it here in Valo just acoustically, and now with you guys we're re-releasing them and recording them with a full pod song experience. And this song was about your everyday habits. The Dinacharya, the secret to living a long life, the rules of Ayurveda.
Waking up before the sun, you have your motions one by one. Clean out the kapha from your head, accumulated while in bed. Clean the teeth and scrape the tongue, gargle with oil and I'll be younger. I get tired of the rules. Nasal drops, salute the sun, wash your body when you're done. Meditate and then hydrate, break your fast very late. Exercise December to May to only half capacity. Well, I get tired of the rules. But every time I go a little crazy, do something I know is really
I still remember all the rules. I do use them sometimes.
A lot of rules. Yeah, but when we make songs, we have no rules.
What's on here? There's a like a lazy guitar. And
This was probably from Tom Waits, maybe.
Yeah,
Tom Waits.
That was the reference.
Yeah.
Like, especially in these songs, in this Jack's project, like, rules are like the last part of the
rules are to be broken
of the of the story. Oh, sensations.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't change with the season or my situation. Whenever I act mindlessly, I feel so bad.
Causing ill will, telling lies, no dissension in others' lives. With a smile, a first degree, insults received, never repeat. I get tired of the rules. Or living a life that's filled with dharma, pursuing only pleasure and karma, not believing all you see, but not suspect conspiracy. Perfect the skill of adoring others, sharing profits as with brothers, not loving, living alone. Compassion for all is always shown, and having the long life and the health, the reputation and the wealth. Who's tired of the rule?
Super nice one.
Yeah. Having that Tom Waits energy coming through. And the next song, the next interview was with Jeremy Hunt MP, who's quite a famous MP in England, in Britain. You might not have heard of him in Italy, but he was the health minister for a long time. And he also ran to defeat Boris Johnson in the leadership contest, but he lost out to Boris. And yeah, we had a difficult conversation. I really had some difficult questions for him about the government's handling of the COVID crisis and also the NHS. I really did a lot of research for this, and the resulting song was, I don't know if it's quite what he was expecting, but Where Were the Drugs? And about how all we got was paracetamol when there are, and in fact, lots of antiviral drugs available. Super pop, protest pop,
neon protest pop.
I remember I wrote this song in major, and then you guys did a version of it, and it wasn't capturing the anger.
And then I
didn't know what was wrong, but then we switched it to minor, and then everything clicked. And that's happened on a couple of songs now, and it's just it's a fundamental change now.
I remember that.
That
we changed this part as well, because in the beginning it was a kind of a medieval
too medieval
part, middle ages
with the flute,
because we're going for a Muse vibe, weren't we?
Mm-hmm. This is more appropriate.
Yeah. Well, we definitely captured it. super, super happy with the energy on this one. See the music video to that one. Can I imagine when we did a full-on protest video? That would be amazing. People rioting in the street. Yeah, maybe one day.
I miss the medieval part.
Yeah,
that was so nice.
That's from the plague. That's not this pandemic. That was
exactly.
Yeah, we've got to be topical with our pandemics. And the next was an interview with Kyle Cease, who's a transformational comedian. He was a mainstream comedian in America, but he went through a spiritual awakening. And now he uses his comedic gift to help other people wake up and evolve. And the musician on this episode was Do Paro, who's a musician from Los Angeles, Sonia Kreitzer. Just a fantastic singer, an amazing voice. She blends soul, R&B, dark tone pop. And she's worked with members of Bon Iver and signed to Anti-Label. She's just a brilliant performer. And she came up with this song about letting go.
Well, I never had a sense of a road, no, no, no. And I gave up all my knowing a long time ago. Yeah, I tried to let go of what I could not myself a love that wouldn't rely on anyone else. Is choosing me, this love never dies. Yeah, I tried to let go.
What a voice, yes.
Yeah, we really had a lot of fun in recording this. Semino played drums
and Luigi played bass and I played guitars, and we had a really cool time in recording this, because we felt so well, and Sonia has a great voice, and we are very lucky to work with artists like them.
Super classy track.
The organs too.
That guitar solo.
What if the thing that I want the most is breaking my heart? Well, I try and I try to accept what is hard. Yeah, I try to accept.
Fantastic.
Yes.
Well done, guys.
I love this one.
Yeah.
A lot. I was really enjoying listening to it.
Yeah, that one really grows on you. You don't get tired listening to that one.
Yep.
All right. Well, the next episode was with Josiah Zehner, who's a biohacker, artist, and scientist, best known for self-experimentation. Basically, he makes his own vaccines, injections, DNA, injects himself and alters his own DNA. And he uses this CRISPR technology. And we had Chicks on Speed come on the show with his crazy feminist music and fine art ensemble, Alex and Melissa. And the song was that they came up with was a tribute to this CRISPR technology, which could change all our lives.
What's the real? Believe in who? What's the wrong in the world? Science isn't done in a lab coat. Seeing through your twisted.
Wow.
This is one of the craziest tracks I work with.
Yeah.
And the girls are really crazy. And I knew them because they produced this song, which is we don't play guitars. We produced this song with Christopher Just, which is the girl's producer, actually,
and Enzo Moretto from Azores Orchestra. We played some weird instruments in it as well, just like a colander.
Did you play the guitar?
I played the guitar, yeah.
There is guitars in this.
Yeah, and he played a metal canteen as well. You could hear the percussions, weird percussions, distorted, and we had really fun. We spent an afternoon in doing this, and I hope you enjoy.
I was not born this way. Didn't like my DNA. You said my genes were lame. Was so uncool, and my parents were to blame. DNA. What about the therapy? What is natural? Have the repair kit rather than the scalpel? What about fixing the morals? What about repair kit substitute for jail cells? I'm starving, mosquito, flying around. Can't locate dinner. Receptors are down. My target of desire, plasma can't be found. A starving mosquito buzzing around, buzzing around, buzzing around, buzzing around, buzzing around.
Is everything, including the kitchen sink, in that?
Yeah. I didn't did like anything here, and like
me neither. Maybe,
this is one of the best songs that I've heard in the world this year. Wow.
Yeah. Can't wait to.
Bravo, Maurizio. Yeah. Bravo.
We'll
nice work.
Yeah.
Soon. End of August. Yeah.
Yeah. It's already out. It's already out.
Okay. It's already out.
When people hear this video.
Ah, okay. This song, yeah. okay.
Yeah. Wow. And so the next song is, the next interview, the last one is with Dr. Michael Gervais, who's his performance psychologist. He works with these big American teams and athletes to improve their performance. Also works with artists and musicians. And he's a motivational guy. His book... He's the host of the Finding Mastery podcast, and it was about creating your own masterpiece. And the guest interviewer on this was Katie Welsh. She's a singer from Los Angeles, American pop jazz, beautiful voice. Yeah, she's based in Los Angeles, and the song she wrote was called Masterpiece.
Every day's an opportunity to create a living masterpiece. Biggest thing that holds us back is the fear of what other people think. Your most authentic self's available to you every day, everywhere that you meet your feet. 'Cause when we're present and we're grounded and we're mindful, that's when life gets really 'cause baby, you're a work of art. The artist is inside your heart. Your body's the canvas, your mind is the paint. Once you got the picture, you can go on and make your masterpiece. Your masterpiece. Oh, oh.
time for self-discovery will help you find who you're supposed to be. If you see the glass half empty, then fill the rest with opportunity. Perfect is a myth, you see, but practice makes a master. Just keep pushing past the limits of what you thought you could be. 'Cause baby, you're a work of art. The artist is inside your heart. Your body's a canvas.
Okay, you've got to carry away.
I was listening to the mix, so I forgot to talk.
Always working, this guy. No.
Okay, this is a classic pop, super pop production for this singer from Los Angeles, which is really great. I'm still working on it, so but I guess we're almost there.
It's gone through a long process, this one, and Massimino's been working on.
Yeah, Massimino worked on this
a year now, I think. Yeah. Something like that.
A bit.
How many years?
5 years. Maybe.
5 years.
Since I was born. Oh, I have an idea, and then I started. No, but yeah, I'm. It was really hard because I had an idea. Then I ended the song with that bass line. And then I decided, okay, so let's. Wow. Do all the song with that.
So
line,
good. It's like Daft Punk, you know. It's
really Tame Impala, and yeah. Oh, the song
is over.
The masterpiece is finished.
Yeah,
the show's over.
The show's over. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, it was really.
Thanks for
fun.
Watching.
Thank you.
This is probably the most boring video we've ever made, but at least you get to see us
in your life.
At least, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
If you're listening on a podcast, we do have this video on YouTube of us four guys just sitting here
listening to the songs.
Gives you something to watch, you know. You can see perfunctory head nodding as we do it.
So we're on YouTube now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. So that was 11 songs. It's actually mm-hmm. at this stage of recording now in the summer. We're not sure what the 12th song will be. So, but I'll add on to the next track by track. So, apologies to any perfectionists there. But thanks to all the artists who've worked with us. There's really so many great artists. We're really so grateful for them giving their time, and all the guests who've come on the show as well, giving us the inspiration.
Mm-hmm.
And you can hear all the songs on Spotify, iTunes, and Deezer. Go and stream also the artists' songs. Can check, or you can buy the songs for $1, €1 from podsongs.com or more. You can make a donation to help pay these artists, to feed these artists. I'm giving them a rice salad today with peas. That's basic food. You know, we need more sustenance. They need maybe some better proteins.
We need mayonnaise.
Yeah. So if you could make a donation to help support us at podsongs.com, we can have a better lunch.
And better salads.
And better songs.
Yeah, we can invest money in the food.
The food, that's a good investment.
Yeah. We're in the south of Italy though, so
that's the main priority.
So. Yeah, it's not expensive, the food here, but it's very good quality. But it doesn't have to be a big donation, but if you could, as I say, go to podsongs.com, make a donation, it would be much appreciated. We are an artist. We don't have any sponsors. We're a listener-supported network. Anything else? Did I forget anything? Forget to thank anyone? Thank you, guys. Did I thank you guys enough?
Thank you, Jack.
Thank you.
All right, let's eat.
Yeah, let's go eat.
Let's go eat. Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ciao.
Bye.